The Bullock administration awarded $372,000 to 9 organizations to fund suicide prevention efforts. Governor Steve Bullock announced the grant awards at Stillwater Billings Clinic in Columbus. Bullock says he wants Montana to be a leader in so many areas, but not for suicide. Montana's suicide rate has been at or near the top in the nation for nearly 4 decades.
The problem is these aren't just statistics, and we should never blind ourselves to that. These are real people, people of all ages in all parts of Montana, family members, loved ones, neighbors, and students. Suicide has broken the hearts of so many on reservations.
He says Billings Clinic will use the money to better detect when someone is at risk of committing suicide and then immediately direct services to that person. Dr. Eric Arzubi is a child and adolescent psychiatrist and heads the Department of Psychiatry at Billings Clinic. He says Billings has been testing a screening tool, an app that asks a patient 8 questions. The answers help identify the likelihood of suicide.
You know, we can't keep doing what we've been doing for the last 40 years because we'll keep getting the same results. So one of the things we're trying to do is think outside the box, using evidence-based approaches, but thinking outside of the box and doing things differently.
Dr. Arzubi says their $107,000 award from the state will be used to spread the app and telepsychiatry among its affiliated critical access hospitals, like Stillwater Billings Clinic, and its 10 other sites across the eastern half of Montana.
So once there's a medium or high-risk patient, then we can provide an evaluation right there instead of waiting for patients to have to travel hours upon hours, sit then in an emergency room and Billings Clinic, and then perhaps be admitted or not admitted. Patients deserve better.
The grant money is a result of action from the 2017 Montana legislature. A total $1 million was appropriated to put into effect evidence-based programs to tackle suicide among Native American youth, as well as for school-based programs to help children cope with emotional and mental health challenges. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Columbus.